This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. We're talking about the incredible theme of God's grace this week. Each morning at this time, for just a few minutes, we take some time with God and invite God to reveal himself to us a little bit through his word, the Bible, and shed some insight onto our daily lives. And we're looking at this awesome theme of God's grace this week. I want to read you a few verses out of the chapter of 1 John chapter 1 in the Bible. This is what it says. If we say that we have fellowship with God and yet live in a pattern of darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, basically John saying, how ridiculous is that? If we say that we have no sin, we are deceiving ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. How ridiculous it would be for anybody to say, I have never sinned. Right? I mean, we all know that there is so much moral failure in our lives, of things just that we do that we know in our consciences we shouldn't do. We've already said this week that the message of God's grace is set upon the backdrop of God's holy, perfect character and the fact that he cannot have a living relationship with anyone who is sinful. And here we all are with this mass of sin in our lives. We constantly do things that our consciences tell us we shouldn't do, and our consciences are God's moral law written on our hearts. And God is not only holy, but he's also just. He's the judge of the universe who can't just overlook our sin and say, oh, well, it doesn't really matter. No, that there's a penalty for sin. That penalty has to be paid. But at the same time, God is merciful, and his mercy isn't fighting against his justice and holiness. His love isn't lining up with mercy against his justice. No, they are all descriptions of what God is like in his inner character, and they all work together perfectly. So that God's justice is loving justice. His love is just love. And every attribute of God is a part of every other attribute of God. And God's mercy and grace come into this as well. So while God is holy and just, also he is gracious and merciful. And because of that, God devised this plan of grace that would both satisfy his holiness and his justice and also meet his mercy and love. And that plan was the plan of grace. And that is that Jesus Christ, who had no sin, who didn't deserve any penalty, would die on the cross and be separated from God the Father, taking the penalty for our sin, so that God's justice is satisfied, our guilt is removed, and God is free to move into a loving relationship with us. We can't even conceive of what it did to the pure, holy heart of Jesus Christ to take on himself all of the ugliness and sin and guilt of the entire world and face God the Father's judgment. How awful. No wonder on the cross he cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me? And the reason was for us. Jesus voluntarily He said to the Father when he was facing the cross, I'm not looking forward to this, but not my will, but yours be done. He chose to go that way out of his love for us. And you can now come into a beautiful relationship with God by saying to God, thank you for what you have done for me. Thank you for the gracious part of your nature that made this way for me to be forgiven. I receive your forgiveness, and I invite you to begin remaking my life from the inside out. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.